Man, I wish I could figure out what hometown I would be if I was a wrestler. I always wanted to live in, like, parts unknown, but I don't know where parts unknown is.
I really love Cactus Jack's Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. I have a feeling I know where you would want to be from if you were a wrestler.
You're going to think of something about Bret Hart, aren't you? From Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Absolutely.
I need a cool name, though. You know, I need, like, Death Valley. Parts unknown is pretty cool. Like, you know, even going old school, Bad Street USA. Something, it has to be cool. I don't know. But, I don't know. Where would you be billed from? What would be the Jonathan Benjamin hometown?
There's only one that makes any sense whatsoever. I'm from the Midwest, but once I passed through this town, I knew it was my spirit pro wrestler hometown, and that is Nutley, New Jersey.
Nutley, New Jersey.
The Sammy Callahan, the Callahan Death Machine, the bestest in the world. And you're listening to another wrestling podcast. Another wrestling podcast.
It's time for another wrestling podcast.
The measuring stick just changed around here, buddy. You're looking at
the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.
They think they got the answers. I change the question.
The cream of the crop.
Nobody does it better.
These are the best in the world, brother. These are the best at what they do.
When we talk about the legends of the sport, there's only two in my book.
Another wrestling podcast.
Another wrestling podcast. Now can you dig that, sucker?
Welcome, everybody, to another wrestling podcast. This is episode number 109. I'm Jonathan Benjamin.
And I'm Steve Credo.
There is so much going on in the world today, Steve. It is an amazing show, as always. The 109th rendition of another wrestling podcast. We have a very special guest joining us today. Steve, who's coming on the show?
The Death Machine, Sammy Callahan, will be in the studio shortly. He's got a new promotion, Jonathan. We're going to be talking about it. It's the Pro Wrestling Revolver, which has its debut show very soon, on June 10th. So stay tuned for that, because we're going to talk about that and a lot more when the Death Machine arrives.
All right. Well, we've had a lot to talk about, a lot to go over. In the past couple weeks of professional wrestling, we've got releases, we've got pay-per-views, we've got injuries, we've got it all. So we're going to just do a quick rundown of some of the biggest stories that have happened in the past couple weeks. Steve, we thought that Black Friday might have been the end of the releases, but it looks like, some of these kind of make sense. Some of them I was a little stumped by, but it looks like there have been more releases in WWE. What are your thoughts on maybe, let's say, Adam Rose's release?
You know, it's definitely a new era, Jonathan. Adam Rose, he's had quite the year himself. A lot of mishaps and on things, and he was suspended for a drug thing, which ended up not being drugs. So then he got, then he was reinstated, and then literally the next day he gets charged with beating his wife, and it's like, what? So Adam Rose, poor guy, man. I hope he can straighten out a lot of things in his life. But pro wrestling, I don't think will be in his near future right now. But Jonathan, it's crazy, man, because like you said, Black Friday, you thought, okay, you got some releases happening. But now a lot of guys are grabbing their testicular fortitude, or whatever you want to put it, and definitely standing up for themselves. I mean, Ryback is kind of upset about his paycheck. He had some disputes about money. He stated online to where, it's a fixed sport. Why do guys get paid different? And I guess he wasn't happy with his spot on the card. He wasn't happy with his paycheck, so he took his ball and went home. I don't think he has enough collateral to take a ball and go home, to where I don't think they're going to really want that ball back. So we'll see what happens with that one too. But, it's another day, Jonathan, and another wrestler has gone with Cody Rhodes. Are you surprised by that one too? I mean, it's like, wow, these guys are just asking for releases now. It's anything can happen, Jonathan.
Absolutely. Not only that, Cody and his wife, Eden in WWE, Brandi Rhodes in real life, she is also now threw in her release. This just happened as we're talking about it. So she parted ways after the SmackDown taping on Tuesday. And, you know, this, I think they're probably wanting to start a family. I understand that Cody, you know, if you read what he wrote, he kept trying to grab that brass ring and he kept telling them that he wanted to be a champion. And they basically told him, you know, good, you're good, but you're not good enough to be the champion. That's the way I took it. And I really think that Cody Rhodes is going to have to leave the WWE for a while. If you look at people like Christian, you know, Christian left the WWE. He was never a world heavyweight champion prior to leaving WWE. He goes to TNA, becomes the champion there, comes back to WWE, and they give him several title runs. So I think that's what's going to have to happen with Cody Rhodes. Maybe he goes to Lucha Underground. Maybe he goes to Ring of Honor. Maybe he goes to New Japan. I don't know, but I think some time away for some of these people would be good, just so WWE realizes what they had, and also they can kind of hone their skills and get another fan base outside of the WWE. But I'm going to miss Cody Rhodes and Stardust and Dashing Cody Rhodes and all those incarnations. But it was definitely a shock to me to see, you know, some of these people go.
Yeah, you know, the future, we'll see what happens. But, you know, in this day and age, Jonathan, when somebody leaves, another person steps up. So quickly you can be replaced on TV and quickly you can be forgotten. So I guess we'll have to see if some of these guys can stand the test of time without being seen for a while. And we'll see if what happens with them. But I guess, hey, people got to do what they got to do. And if they want to leave, I guess they'll leave. But I guess there's more fish in the sea that will follow after them. But, you know, it's a new era, Jonathan. A new era. We found out some of the Money in the Bank participants. Just from what you saw happening this week, who do you think is going to win the Money in the Bank this year?
It's difficult because it's early and there's still a couple spots that we're going to find out soon about. But my prediction and my hope is that Kevin Owens is this year's Money in the Bank winner.
Yeah, definitely. Jonathan, I'll have to say, too, I'm not so much a fan of this guy, Dean Ambrose, but, you know, he's done so much over the past. I feel like if he doesn't win this, I don't really know what else you do with Dean Ambrose. He's kind of like stuck in that mid-carder limbo hell, if you will, to where, you know, he's kind of main eventer, but at the same time, they don't really use him to that. He's like the gimmick guy pretty much now. You know, he's the Mankind, Mick Foley, you know, gimmick match guy. So I don't know. If anything, I could see Dean Ambrose winning it. It's an early prediction. Like you said, I still got to see who the other participants are. But I think it may go to him, just as I think him walking around with his gimmick of being, you know, the lunatic fringe, it might be, he'll probably be teasing the cash in a lot. And it might make for some good TV, but I don't know. That's just the wild card suggestion to where I would still love to see Kevin Owens. I would still love to see Cesaro, I think, would be another good contender. But I guess we'll have to wait and see what happens next week and who fills the other few spots.
One thing that I think, not to interrupt, but I'm totally going to, one of the cool things that I think would happen out of that is if Ambrose wins it and teases a possible, let's say that after Money in the Bank, Rollins and Reigns still haven't, you know, finished their feud. So maybe at SummerSlam we see Rollins and Reigns with a possible Ambrose cash-in. So it would be a triple threat Shield match for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. That would be that's a little bit of fantasy booking for you, but that would be something that I'd like to see.
Definitely. And speaking of that, Seth Rollins made his return this week, Jonathan. Surprisingly, the fans love him more than you could imagine. What a reaction he got on Raw. What a reaction he actually got at the end of Extreme Rules. But, man, if any time to make this guy a face, the time is now. But still, he remains a heel. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's definitely strange to me in the sense that, you know, I don't know what Rollins is, and I don't know what Reigns is right now. The WWE isn't really being clear on if Reigns is a heel, if Rollins is a heel. Not that I think that wrestling always needs that clear cut, you know, heel or baby face, because obviously Stone Cold, when he first started, was more on the heel side, but then whenever he really became Stone Cold, he was kind of an anti-hero type thing. So I don't know. I think that it's I'm glad that Rollins is back. You never want to see somebody get injured, and he was definitely doing great things for the WWE prior to his injury. But now that he's back, I would just like to kind of know some clear battle lines, I guess. Who's heel, who's face? Because right now, why should fans cheer for him whenever he's coming out saying that he burned all their fan letters and, you know, he was the, you know, he's the man and all this stuff. So I just want to know what's going on with these characters.
Definitely. It's been exciting, though. You know, the past two pay-per-views, I honestly think, were probably better booked than WrestleMania was. So I guess it really is a new era. A lot of, you know, a lot of returns, a lot of call-ups. It's exciting, Jonathan. It's an exciting time to be a part of wrestling again. And I'm glad they're taking advantage of it. Another Wrestling Podcast is proud to partner with High Spots, the High Spots Wrestling Network, more specifically. They're going to offer listeners one free month of the High Spots Wrestling Network. You have to use the code AWP. Make sure that's all caps, AWP. New accounts will gain access to over 2,040 hours and counting of premium wrestling content.
That's right, and the High Spots Network features top worldwide promotions such as PWG, Progress, Rev Pro UK, WXW, WSU. It also highlights many of the U.S. regional promotions such as PWX down in North Carolina, FIP in Florida, NEW in Connecticut and New York, Queens of Combat in North Carolina, IWA Mid-South in Indiana, and AW in Chicago.
Now, guys, subscribers will find hours of shoot interviews featuring all the episodes of the Kevin Steen Show, The Old School with Steve Corino. They also highlight the original content that High Spots produces, such as documentaries with Harley Race, Jim Crockett Promotions, Rock and Roll Express, etc., and fan favorites like $5 Wrestling.
Well, something for everybody can be found at HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com. For the low price of $9.99 per month, fans can stream hours of content to their mobile device, tablet, PC, or stream on their TV through Roku. Check out the High Spots Wrestling Network today, and don't forget to use the promo code AWP in all caps. Right now, joining us in the AWP studio is none other than the Callahan Death Machine. He is one of the best professional wrestlers in the world today. We are excited about his new venture. We're going to hear all about it. Ladies and gentlemen, Sammy Callahan.
Joining us again right now on another wrestling podcast is a world-traveling, suplexing, championship-winning Callahan Death Machine. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back Sammy Callahan. Sammy, how are you doing, man?
Finally. How are you doing, man? We've been playing phone tag for the last couple weeks. Finally glad to get back on the show.
That's right. You know, last time we talked to you, you parted ways with NXT and WWE, but, you know, right now, what drove you to create your very own promotion?
It's one of those things. I was actually quite the entrepreneur, you say. When I was younger, I actually ran a company called American Lucha Corps based out of Ohio, and I ended up running a show at the arena when I was just 20 years old. And when I left WWE, this is something that was just kind of presented to me, and all the balls fell into the right place, and now we're doing a ginormous wrestling show in Iowa.
That's right. So you guys got your debut show on June 10th coming up here. You know, a huge show, a huge lineup. But for you, you know, what's the process like of, you know, picking the talent and especially the matches?
Well, here's the cool thing about professional wrestling Revolver, the Pro Wrestling Revolver. It's kind of a concept I've had for a couple years now, and now I get a chance to really put it to the test and see how it works with so many wrestling products out there. The one big thing is a lot of wrestling fans, their attention spans are so small, and they're so quick to put in a DVD and take it out, or put on a stream and cut that stream and go right to another stream, because everything is right at everyone's fingertips. Any kind of match you would ever want to watch is right at everyone's fingertips. So what I figured I would do is something different. The Pro Wrestling Revolver truly is a revolving door of the who's who in professional wrestling. Every show will be its own entity. I'll be running shows in different parts all over the United States. And the cool thing about Revolver is every show will have a different roster. Every show will have a different theme. If the storyline starts on a show, it will end on that show. Everything will be contained in one solid show, and it'll be released in volumes like that.
Oh, great. Now, you know, through your career, you've done a little bit of everything involving pro wrestling. Did you find that creating and booking came easy to you for this show coming up?
I don't know if it's something that came easy, but it's something that I've just had the chance to be around so many amazing minds that have ran and booked shows and picked up a little bit of advice here and a little bit of advice there. And it's something I really felt like I owe to myself and owe to the wrestling fans to show them what my vision of professional wrestling is and what I absolutely love about professional wrestling. And that's what I'm going to do with the Revolver.
Sure. Now, is there any ultimate goal you want to do with this promotion? Anything in the long run?
I don't know if it's an ultimate goal. I want it to just be something that's it's our product. It's the wrestler's product. It's the wrestling fan's product. It's something that we're all working towards a common goal, just to put on one kick-ass show, because that's what we love to do.
Great. Now, you know, from the likes of yourself, Bob Holly, Billy Gunn, John Morrison, Trevor Lee, the list goes on and on. But, you know, is there anybody out there you're hoping to add to the roster soon that we might be able to see on June 10th?
Well, we just had a PJ Black last minute. He'll actually be taking the spot of Jack Evans. One of the matches we had planned for the card was Jack Evans versus Scotty Too Highly. I don't know about you, but that's kind of a dream match for me. That if nothing else, it entertained me, and I think it's something that entertained the internet wrestling fans. But sadly, Jack has suffered a broken jaw and won't be back in time. So I ain't going to replace him with someone of weaker or lesser value. So why not bring in PJ Black? He's absolutely amazing. He's another guy that's on tear right now and has a chip on his shoulder and showing his vision of what he believes professional wrestling truly is. And that's just having fun and putting on something that's truly entertaining, new, and unique.
Sure, definitely. Now, you know, you've been wrestling all over as of late on some of the greatest, with some of the greatest wrestlers in the world today. What have been some of your favorite matches as of late since leaving NXT?
Well, a lot of them. I feel right now, first of all, I'm in the best shape of my career, and I feel like I'm having the best matches of my career. I did learn a lot being away from the indies and being able to now come back fresh with something new and a brand new chip on my shoulder. So my matches with Zack Sabre Jr., I have an upcoming match with Tommy End. There's a guy that I wrestled a couple months ago in England. You'll be hearing a lot of them coming up here soon, named Pete Dunne. I put my stamp of approval on him, Zack Sabre Jr., pretty much the rest of England. It's absolutely amazing. But other than that, I am traveling the world right now. That's why it's been so hard for us to set up an interview. I've just been so busy. This week I'm in L.A. Just for this instance. Tomorrow I fly to PWG to wrestle Roderick Strong. And then the next day I fly to PWX to wrestle John Skyler. PWX Championship on the line. AAW Championship on the line. One super match. Winner take all. The next day I have a seminar. I fly home. I'm home for a couple days. Fly back to L.A. Then I'm home for 6 hours, and I fly out to England to take part in the Progress Strong Style tournament, which is shaping up to be one of the best tournaments in Europe this year, if not not maybe just not even Europe, the world. It's going to be something absolutely crazy. And I get right back and go right back to the grind. So there's absolutely no rest for the Callahan Death Machine right now.
Definitely. And now, you know, the news hit the internet just recently that you have signed a deal with Lucha Underground on season 3. Is there anything you could probably tell us about this deal or what you're looking forward to wrestling in the temple?
I'll just tell you this. The man known as Sammy Callahan will not be in the temple, and that's pretty much all I can tell you.
All right. Fair enough. Well, going back a little bit, though, too, you know, there is no shortage of talent on the indie scene right now. Who are some of the people that you personally enjoy watching right now?
Well, there's a couple guys that's been around for a long time, and I don't feel like they get enough credit. And I feel like they're just given the opportunity somewhere, they'll really break out, and that's a guy out of Atlanta named Chip Day. I wrestled him a couple months ago, and he just absolutely blew me away. I know he's been around for a while, but never really got that chance to break out. As well as Martin Stone, wrestled with Danny Burch in NXT for a little bit, keeps going back and forth between NXT and on the indies now, but right now he's in the best shape of his career and having some of the best matches of his career. So those are two guys you definitely have to look out for, as well as a guy that I like to say I helped train, and I've really helped him the last year or so, was a guy named Jason Cade. He finally made his debut for Evolve Wrestling, and he's going to be a guy you'll be hearing about a lot the next year or two.
Great. Now, you know, you were very much part of WWE, and we never really get to ask this to anybody else except for fans and whatnot, but asking you as a wrestler, what are your personal thoughts about Roman Reigns and how he's being treated by the fans? Any thoughts about that?
Well, here's the thing. I'm not afraid to say it. Me and all my friends are into this, and we're still ginormous wrestling fans, and I think that's what's great about wrestling right now. It's such a great time to be a fan because there's so many options right now. And what's cool about the reaction that Roman Reigns get from these fans is this reaction. Like, that's what people don't understand. It doesn't have to be good. It doesn't have to be bad. This is a solid foundation and something that's a solid reaction that he's getting from these fans that's organic. You can't plan or buy something like that. So it's just something that happened. But I'm, for one, interested to see how it turns out. You never know what's going to happen or what the fans are going to do, because right now the power truly is in the fans.
Definitely. Now, unfortunately, several WWE wrestlers were released a few weeks back, and as someone who asked for the release, what advice would you offer to these wrestlers who are going back and getting back out there for the first time outside of WWE?
Do what you want. You have the freedom now to go out there and just absolutely reinvent yourself and take your own path and do exactly what you want to try to reinvent yourself and establish yourself as one of the top guys on the wrestling planet, because there is a livelihood and there is business that can be done outside of WWE. And that's what, right now, I keep saying this, but that's what's great about being a wrestler right now. There's so many opportunities, so many great companies.
Definitely. And now, in August, you're going to be in our neck of the woods. You'll be appearing for Northeast Wrestling for their annual Wrestling Under the Stars event. Are you looking forward to getting back to the East Coast and sharing the locker room with the likes of Kurt Angle, Jushin Thunder Liger, the Hardy Boys, Mick Foley, and so many others?
Absolutely. Those shows are huge. They're always a big event. And anytime I get to go out to NEW on the East Coast, I always have a blast. And it always ends up being something special. And I know who I'm wrestling on that show, but I'm not going to let it out right now. But I'm just going to tell you, it's going to be a first time ever on the East Coast this match happening. And when it breaks, it will be a huge matchup and will be something that everyone's going to be talking about on the East Coast.
All right. Now, other than traveling all over the world and creating your very own promotion, what else could we expect from Sammy Callahan in 2016?
You don't know. And that's just me. I could be in Cali this month, L.A. next week. Well, that's the same city. I'm an idiot by saying that. But you know what I mean. I could be Cali one night, Philly the next night, Japan the next night, Europe the next night. You never know where I'm going to show up. You never know what I'm going to do. But the one thing I will say, you will be hearing the name Sammy Callahan over and over and over again, because this year is just the beginning of what I truly am going to become, and hopefully the legacy that I'll leave on this business will all begin this year.
Lightning round.
A wrestler who had the biggest influence on your career.
I don't know. There's been a lot of them. Like, I don't want to say just one. I'm going to say I'm going to say the whole roster of world-class wrestling. That's what made me love wrestling and what I still watch to this day to get ideas from.
Perfect. How about the last movie you watched?
Last movie I watched, I actually watched a movie last night. I watched Keanu. It's hilarious. I love cats. Recently, I found out I have some sort of weird obsession with cats. I don't know what it is.
There you go. All right. What is your go-to road food?
Go-to road food?
Yep.
Combos, every time.
All right. Now, we might have been robbed by not getting a Solomon Crow action figure, but now that you're back out there, will we ever see a Sammy Callahan figure?
Absolutely. I signed a deal a couple months ago with Figures Toy Company, and there will be a Sammy Callahan action figure coming out in the next foreseeable future.
Great. Now, if you had to change your entrance theme tomorrow, what song would you pick?
For Whom the Bell Tolls by Metallica, every day, everywhere.
All right. And now, is there a hidden talent that nobody probably knows about?
I'm like absurdly clumsy. Like, I'd say it's a talent like in a lucky way, because somehow I can be clumsy and somehow luckily not get injured and somehow end up in a better situation than what I once was in, if that makes any sense.
Once again, everybody, the Pro Wrestling Revolver, June 10th is the debut show. Sammy, where can the fans follow you, the Pro Wrestling Revolver, and all that information? Could we get it out there for them?
Check out the website, www.prowrestlingrevolver.com. Hit me up on Twitter. Give it a follow. Check it out for exclusive content, videos, posters, interviews, and such at PW Revolver. Or just hit me up on Twitter at The Sammy Callahan, hashtag bestest in the world.
Thank you so much for joining us once again, Sammy. We wish you nothing but the best with the Pro Wrestling Revolver and everything in 2016 with your career.
Thank you. Have a good one. I'm sure I'll be on here sometime in the foreseeable future, which you can tell is my new favorite saying. It makes me sound smart.
All right, once again, thanks to the Callahan Death Machine, Sammy Callahan, for joining us today. What a great guy. We'll definitely be talking to him a lot more, hopefully this year and the months that continue. But Jonathan, you know, for everybody who just, you know, if you just heard from the interview, check out ProWrestlingRevolver.com. The debut show is June 10th. Jonathan, let's talk a little bit about some of the matchups happening on that show.
Absolutely. This is in Clive, Iowa, at the Seven Flags Event Center. And, you know, like Steve just said, ProWrestlingRevolver.com. But I'm really excited about a lot of these matches. Probably the one I'm most excited about, I have to say, is Trevor Lee versus Rhino for the first time ever. Two very hard-hitting guys. Trevor Lee is another one of those indie guys who is now wrestling for Impact Wrestling, but you know, he's got a tall order against the Man Beast Rhino. So I'm looking forward to that. Steve, what's maybe a match that you're looking forward to?
You know, Jonathan, you know, there's a lot of first time evers at this, which is great. I've always been a big Bob Holly fan. But I can't imagine this match, because it's going to be the first time ever with the guy we just spoke with, Sammy Callahan. Bob Holly versus Sammy Callahan, first time ever. This is going to be a knockout fest, I'll tell you that. Jonathan, I wish we were ringside right now watching the show. I can't wait for June 10th. A lot of matches to talk about, but what are your thoughts, man? Have you ever been a big fan of Bob Holly? I've always loved Bob Holly, even as Sparkplug Holly. I loved him.
I don't know if I've ever told the story on here. If I have, you have to forgive me. My cousin, Sean Soderling, will also be able to attest to this. But back in my young and dumb days, we went to a house show in Evansville, Indiana. And it was a SmackDown ECW house show. And we were sitting second row. And Hardcore Holly came out and kind of razzing him a little bit. And one of us, I will not say which one, said, "Sparky Plug."
Oh, no.
Which he scaled the front row and was face to face with my cousin and me. Security had to pull my cousin down, and I was still mouthing him or whatever. And, you know, it was actually Hardcore Holly versus CM Punk. And there were some words exchanged and some things. Needless to say, I was shaking in my boots, and so was my cousin. It happened right before WrestleMania 23. Fast forward a little bit, we were at the Access event at WrestleMania 23, and I went up to Hardcore Holly, asked him if he remembered this, and he said yes. And I said, well, my cousin's right upstairs right now if you want to go up and, you know, beat the living daylights out of him. But he chose not to. But I've always had a respect for Hardcore Holly since then, and one day would really like to get him on the show. But, yeah, I was a fan of Hardcore Holly, long story short, and I'll never forget whenever he did that suplex through the table in ECW. It was when they still had, like, the metal rings around the table, and he sliced his back open, and, you know, he continued to wrestle. He's a tough guy. A legitimate badass, and I really enjoy Hardcore Holly.
Definitely. You know, a lot of other matches happening on the show, from Jessica Havoc versus Sue Young. There's a War Pig Open Challenge, Jody Christofferson versus somebody, a mystery guy. We're not going to find out till probably the day of. Michael Elgin versus A.R. Fox. Jonathan also, as Sammy stated, just signed PJ Black, current Lucha Underground star and former WWE star. What are your thoughts on PJ Black appearing at Pro Wrestling Revolver on June 10th?
All I know is that somebody is going to be in for a match that night, because he's an incredible talent, an aerialist, high flyer, somebody who's going to put on a heck of a show. I think we should also continue to bug Sammy to get him to have Pro Wrestling Revolver shows here on the Northeast.
Yeah, definitely. Come out to the Northeast. For everybody heading to the show on June 10th, let us know how it was. You know, you can check out anotherwrestlingpodcast.com. Find all of our links, comment, tweet us, Facebook us. Let us know your thoughts on how the night went. There's going to be a special meet and greet at 6 p.m. The doors open at 7 p.m. and the show starts at 8 p.m. Like I said, once again, head on over to ProWrestlingRevolver.com or head on over to SevenFlagsEventCenter.com. Get your tickets. It's going to be one hell of a show, and we can't wait for more of Pro Wrestling Revolver. So, can't wait, Jonathan. Wrestling promotions popping up here and there, everywhere, but this one's a little bit special because it's our good friend who's running it, so it's going to be one hell of a night. I can't wait for June 10th.
Promo of the week.
You know, Gordon, I've been hearing all the talk that's been going around Atlanta here in different parts of the country about Bruiser Brody, big man, big man. But it don't seem like they ever find anybody who's got any equal ability to get in the ring with him, you know? Well, I think the people here in Atlanta and all over the United States, the ones that have been following wrestling for years, the ones that have been looking at Bruiser Brody kicking people for the last 10 years, they know that Abdullah the Butcher's every bit of the man that Bruiser Brody comes out here and tells you he is every week. And I don't doubt that he's that tough a man. But I don't want the people here in Atlanta to think that they're going to get cheated. You remember 2 years ago when the Butcher came up that aisle in the Omni? And I jumped him before I ever got close to that ring. And I beat him from one end of that building to the next. And I know there was a lot of people who, like me a whole lot, felt they got cheated. Well, I want the people in Atlanta to know one thing. When I get in that ring tomorrow night in the Omni, I'm bringing a little present. A little present for the Butcher. And for everybody else who continually thinks that they got cheated, I'm going to bring me a big roll. And I mean a big roll of barbed wire. You see all these old nasty cuts on my head, all these old big scars on my head? Well, I'm going to take that roll of barbed wire to the ring. And I'm going to make sure when the Butcher comes down that aisle, I'm going to grab him by the seat of them great big size 60 pants of his, and I'm going to pitch his big carcass in that ring, and I'm going to make sure that the referee strings that barbed wire around so there's no escape for either me or the Butcher. And when we're inside that barbed wire, that means there's only going to be one man that's going to walk out of that ring. And you're looking at him. You're looking at the man.
Make sure you head on over to anotherwrestlingpodcast.com, the mothership of AWP. You can find links to subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, Player FM, and TuneIn.
You can buy our official Another Wrestling Podcast shirts, prowrestlingtees.com/anotherwrestlingpodcast.
Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/anotherwrestlingpodcast.
Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/awrestlingpod.
subscribe to us on YouTube, youtube.com/anotherwrestlingpod.
And be sure to follow us on Instagram at Another Wrestling Podcast. If you look across the WWE landscape these days, the WWE universe, you will see that a lot of these guys, like Rollins, like Ambrose, the list goes on and on, they all have one thing in common, and that is that they were former independent wrestling standouts. WWE has kind of became the land of independent wrestlers when back in the day they kind of shied away from that. So what do you think the kind of future of this is going to be, and are you happy that this is the way that it looks like the WWE is going? We even have some more of these standouts that maybe a lot of people haven't heard about, this new upcoming Cruiserweight series, and even down in NXT with guys like Tommaso Ciampa and Johnny Gargano, like, these are all independent guys. So what made WWE change their mind? And is this something that we're going to see? Are they catering now to the IWC, the Internet Wrestling Community? Are they, instead of catering to, it seemed like a while back it was to the younger kids, like, have they turned the page? Like, I've asked you a lot of questions, but what are your thoughts on this?
You know, without even naming names right now, just to talk about the so-called era, if you will, right now, to where, you know, just a few months ago, I probably wouldn't, well, even going into last year or two, the past few years before that, you know, I feel like WWE was stuck in the time period of, there's no competition for them, they don't need to change, you know. It's almost like they were reliving the 90s with silly gimmicks like the Los Matadores, and then you got a midget dressed like a bull, and, you know, you have all these silly gimmicks, almost like you did in the 90s with, like, Duke the Dumpster, then you got Doink the Clown, and, you know, it were silly things. But now the tide is changing especially with NXT, you know, being a little home base for some of these guys to be called in, especially some of the guys like Austin Aries right now, or Bobby Roode, Eric Young, a lot of these guys coming over from TNA, Samoa Joe, you know, to where a lot of things are brewing down in NXT, and now there's a lot of change happening up on the main roster. And like I said, you know, a few years ago, a few months ago, if you would have asked me, I would have been like, man, I really wish you would turn, I wish this would happen, and now it's happening. And that's what's great about it, because, you know, I for the longest time, like, you know, when that, I think WWE, like, I feel like they wouldn't hire anybody. If you went to TNA, like, your name was tainted, like, you're on the blacklist, like, you're never allowed to come over to WWE if you went over there. And now it's like, well, the door is open, if you will, depending on who you are and what you can offer them. So it's very interesting to see how some of the guys are being used and whatnot. And I think I even stated a while ago, maybe on a show or online or something we were talking about, but Carl Anderson, I think, is the first guy to debut on Raw. And I know you can correct me if I'm wrong, but think back, and I thought about this really good. Granted, he had a little stint of Ring of Honor, but he was, you know, he had a bigger name in New Japan. And then from New Japan, he came right to the main roster on Raw. I can't think of any other guy in the past year, past months, who debuted on Raw coming from, like, another promotion. Like, I mean, I look at NXT, like I just stated, Austin Aries, Samoa Joe, even going back to, you know, Hideo Itami, Kenta, Prince Devitt, Finn Balor, you know, like, they went to NXT to help him out a little bit, and then they went to the main roster. Granted, you know, Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows. Luke Gallows already had a stint in WWE beforehand, but think about it. You know, Carl Anderson, think really hard. You know, he came right onto Raw without having to go the NXT route. So that right there, it was my, getting to my whole point, is that, you know, the tides have changed, Jonathan. I don't know who, you know, whose idea this was. Maybe it's Triple H's. I'm sure Vince wants to take credit for it. But something happened where they had to realize that, okay, we definitely need to bring in some of these guys. We definitely need to boost these ratings. We've got to do something. And that something is happening now. It's really interesting, Jonathan. I mean, can you think of, like, any time to where something like this has happened? Because, I mean, you know, anybody who was ever released from TNA, or I think, okay, actually, no, I'm really trying to think of this because I'm like, well, you know, Hogan was in TNA, but obviously Hogan was in WWE before. But like anybody, like nobody's come over to Raw in such a long time and debuted on Raw that, you know, that hasn't been on like a WWE show before. So it's kind of like a special stat almost for Carl Anderson right there.
Well, I would say that, you know, a close second to that would be AJ Styles. You know, he came in at the Royal Rumble. And then, you know, started right there. He didn't have to go through NXT, and I don't know if...
Well, to that effect, too, right there, I'm going to say that, you know, AJ Styles was also in TNA and Ring of Honor and New Japan, but, like, even just Carl Anderson, to where he had, like, a little thing in Ring of Honor, but if you Google Carl Anderson, you're going to look up Bullet Club and him in New Japan, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To where, so it's interesting, though. But, yeah, AJ Styles definitely just making a debut like that as well. So the tides are changing, Jonathan. I know we can go on and on about it, but it's so interesting, and it's so fun to be a fan right now.
Well, there's a lot of good things that can come from this, and you know, we're very hopeful. We're always optimistic here at Another Wrestling Podcast. And, you know, with some of these releases, like we mentioned, some of these people may go to TNA. Some of these people may go to Ring of Honor. And I think it's not going to start another Monday Night War or anything like that. It's nothing that serious. But it is interesting, and it's nice that wrestlers have options, because when WWE is your biggest company, and there aren't very many other companies like WCW was back in the day, then wrestlers really only have one place to kind of go if they want to make money. But the independent scene has really turned that around, where a lot of guys are making great money. If you look at the Young Bucks, you know, like, they're a perfect example. They were just kind of hoofing it, being gypsies and making great money, and then they signed an exclusive deal with Ring of Honor. But Ring of Honor even lets them still wrestle for New Japan and a few other places. But, you know, guys are being able to call their shots. You see a lot of these wrestling things, like on the Edge and Christian show, you saw Edge wearing his Pro Wrestling Tees shirts on a WWE show. And they also, you know, talked about certain things, like, will they talk about it? Like, they almost talked about TNA, and, you know, it's interesting.
Well, they even brought up CM Punk. Will he debut in MMA?
Yes, and that's something that I think is very important, and a lot of people may argue about this. I'm sure they will, but, you know,
they got to think outside that bubble. You know, they can't think just in that bubble.
Yeah, but I'm saying that really most of these guys – now, granted, Rollins, Ambrose, Neville, Owen, Zayn, Aries, Cesaro, Apollo Crews, Samoa Joe, AJ Styles, Finn Balor, Nakamura, Kalisto, Sasha Banks, etc. They got to the WWE on their own merit. They're awesome wrestlers, and they put in the hard work to get there. But had it not been for people such as CM Punk and even Daniel Bryan, for that instance, I don't think that WWE would have been as receptive. Because if you remember back to when both – I mean, for crying out loud, Daniel Bryan came in into NXT, not the real NXT, the NXT that was a game show. And that was after having, like, an amazing career. And the WWE did not want to admit that he had a life outside of WWE. Same thing goes with CM Punk. When CM Punk got in there, you know, we've all heard the stories of how he was an independent darling, and the WWE didn't want to do anything with him. Instead of having him debut right away like they did AJ Styles or, you know, Carl Anderson, they put him down in OVW and didn't know what to do with him, and even brought him up in years later, still had no clue what to do with him. But now they're using these guys' past as a way to introduce them to new fans. And, you know, you've heard about it. You know, they talk about Samoa Joe, and he's wrestled around the world. The only thing he's never done is wrestle for WWE. And same goes for all these guys, Finn Balor, you know, Nakamura. You've seen a lot of this. And I think it's awesome. But I do think that all of those people have a debt of gratitude that they need to show to CM Punk and Daniel Bryan for possibly being the groundbreakers.
And I feel, now that you said it and put it that way, I feel bad for Daniel Bryan and CM Punk, to where if only they did this a few years ago when they came in or whatnot. You know what I mean? Like, I know CM Punk has been there for a long time, longer than Daniel Bryan, but you know what I mean? To like, man, if they had this mindset years ago, how different the landscape might be today. And unfortunately for Daniel Bryan, you know, he had to retire and he doesn't even get to live in this era right now of, you know, these guys. So, you know, it's a round of applause to CM Punk and Daniel Bryan for making this possible. So it's sad, too, at the same time, to where they can't be a part of it. Maybe CM Punk might come back. Maybe he won't. Who knows? Never say never in wrestling. But, you know, I just wish they were there right now to see to do something with these guys coming in right now. It would have been something.
Yeah, and, you know, this isn't a new thing. This isn't a new idea. If you think back to when the Monday Night Wars were happening, you know, Jericho came over from WCW. There was a huge buildup, the countdown clock and all that stuff. He makes his debut, and he kind of softened that blow for all the other WCW wrestlers who would come over after that because, you know, there was a lot of animosity. They were WCW guys, and these are WWE guys. So, like, I think that the indie invasion into WWE is far from over. There's so much good talent that's out there on the independent scene. You know, we're very fortunate being from the Northeast that we get to see a lot of these guys prior to their debuts. Like, you know, Tommaso Ciampa was, you know, he wrestles all around here and we got to see him. And now here he is. He's got a profile page on WWE.com. So, I think that there's a lot of good people. Zack Sabre Jr., somebody that you guys are going to be hearing about if you don't already know about him. He's going to be in the Cruiserweight show, and he's a standout on the independent scene as well. So I really think that this is a cool way to introduce new people that maybe not your entire audience knows, but a lot of the people out there do know, and will kind of drum up some excitement for them before they debut.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, maybe we don't call it the new era. Maybe it's called the indie era. You know, the indie invasion, like you put it before, too. So it's definitely a fun time to be a wrestling fan.
Steve, we talked about a lot today. We talked about independent wrestling. We talked about some of the biggest topics in the world of professional wrestling today. We talked with none other than our good friend, our close personal friend, Sami Callihan. But the hits just keep on coming. Next week, we have a very special guest joining us. Steve, tell us a little bit about who's coming on next week.
Jonathan, she actually was called the ninth wonder of the world before somebody else. Her name is Nicole Bass. She'll be joining us. You'll have to stay tuned for that. It's going to be one hell of a show. We'll see what she has to say about her career, stuff with Howard Stern, and all that fun stuff. So definitely a show you won't want to miss.
Well, that's the show. We want to thank you all for listening today.
Every week we do this show free of charge for you, the fans.
And if you're wondering how to repay us, we have just the thing.
Subscribe to us on iTunes.
Hey, and while you're there, be sure to rate us and give us a good review.
If you're looking for more information about AWP, then head on over to anotherwrestlingpodcast.com.
We are all over social media, and you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and more.
If you are an AWP superfan, you can also show your support by going over to prowrestlingtees.com/anotherwrestlingpodcast and buying one of our official AWP shirts.
We couldn't do this show without you, so tune in next week for
Another Wrestling Podcast.